You're listening to the 2011-2012 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Days. Today we're joined by Rhodes second-year head coach Mike DeGeorge. And Coach, thanks for taking time out of your schedule to talk to us today.
Yeah, glad to do it. Thanks for having me.
Coach, talk to us about how the preseason practice has gone, and now kind of gearing down from preseason, getting into really season mode, and talk a little bit how preparations have gone so far for the opening of the season this week.
Things have gone well. You know, we've just been really pleased with, we have a core group back from last year, and, they've really grown and matured, and they have improved dramatically in the offseason. So we've just been really pleased, not only with their level of execution, but just buying into our vision for the program and all aspects, and just what kind of people they are. And so that's been tremendous. We were also concerned because we have a large freshman class, and how quickly that group would assimilate to Rhodes, again, our vision for the program, and then connect with the upperclassmen. And all of that's gone incredibly well. They've really been a tremendous fit, and the group is meshed together well. And so we just feel, we're heading in the right direction and really excited about the group.
Coach, you head into your second season at Rhodes, coming off a 7-18 season, 3-13 in the SCAC, but you did make did sneak in with that final tournament berth last year. Talk to us about how important that second year in is as far as a transition and installing what your staff wants to do with Rhodes, and how important is that to build off the improvement from last year going into your second year here.
Yeah, a year ago at this time, we hadn't hardly put anything in. We just really were trying to get the kids to play as hard as we wanted them to and be as committed to the defensive end as possible. So, we probably had spent, the amount of time we spent on offense at this stage last year was almost none, and we hardly had anything in. And so this year, just because that core group has set such a great example that returned from last year, and quite frankly, we couldn't score consistently outside of Andrew Gallo, what he provided for us offensively. Outside of him, we were able to be competitive just because we competed at the defensive end and really played well defensively in the month of February and until the conference tournament. And so, we really just feel like we had that nucleus. They've set a great example, and we're just so much further along this year, and we have the group just has a greater sense because they're a little bit more veteran now of what we have to do to be successful. And so I would just say, this year we're looking forward to playing games, and a year ago at this time, I was like, can we have an extra month just to get ready, is what I would have certainly wanted. We're just really excited and looking forward to it, and the group has grown in many ways.
You're listening to the 2011-2012 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Day. Today we're joined by Rhodes head coach Mike DeGeorge. Coach, you mentioned you return a pretty decent core group led by the likes of Andrew Gallo. Talk to us about what you're expecting from Andrew and some other players in that core who you're expecting big things out of this year.
Yeah, it's been Andrew obviously had a great year last year for us, and so he's stronger and more committed to the defensive end and taking better care of the ball. He's just been really strong around the basket, whereas lack of strength last time, even though he could make a lot of plays, he would get in there sometimes and get it taken from him and wouldn't get calls. And this year, with his added strength so far in practice, he's just been really finishing well around the basket and really taking his game to the next level. And so really excited about his improvement. Corey Kilpatrick, our lone senior, had a really disrupted year last year where he missed a big portion of the season. And quite frankly, he played incredibly hard when he came back, but he just didn't really get what it was we were trying to get done. And so his level of execution wasn't great, but he obviously made a major contribution for us just with his effort and ability. And this year he's just really dialed in, and the preseason's been tremendous for him, and he's really in great shape and executing at a really high level. So he's made dramatic improvement compared to what he did on the floor last year, and so we're looking forward to that. A junior, Theo Hartwell, has improved dramatically as well, really worked on his game, scoring much better in the low post than a year ago, added strength and better physical condition. And then Johnny Donovan, a sophomore who had a good freshman year for us last year, has really just gotten much more confident, comfortable in our offense and within his role. And those four guys, along with Pat McGrail, who's also a sophomore, have really just meshed together. They understand their roles. They know how to play together, and have really looked good. And then we have have a group of freshmen that will also contribute, and looking forward to that. You know, the freshmen are a little longer, a little more talented physically, and a little more gifted offensively, but they obviously don't understand our system as well, and so they're going to provide some depth for us that we didn't have last year, and some scoring off the bench that we didn't have as well.
Coach, talk about winning on the road in the SCAC. Obviously, with the travel, is a pretty daunting challenge. How do you improve? I mean, how do you improve winning on the road, knowing that that's a pretty big key? And if a team wants to compete in the SCAC, how do you improve upon that? If there's anything at all to improve upon.
Well, yeah, I think that's obviously one of the challenges, and we all face it. So it's a relative point. It's a moot point because everybody faces the same challenge. And it was odd last year. We actually played better on the road than we did at home, and for much of the season. And we weren't quite sure why that was, because we were, you know, such a young group. You figured that we would be more confident at home, but there was something about us getting on the road and just being by ourselves as a team that increased our focus. And, you know, obviously the academic demands, like they are at most of the SCAC schools, are very high, and so it's almost like it was a break for the guys and they could just focus on basketball when they're on the road more. And so we're not sure what that was. My approach in terms of being mentally tough on the road is typically the veteran teams I've had have been very successful on the road, and the young teams typically haven't been. And obviously we didn't win a lot of games last year, but we were very competitive on the road. And so you know, we just think that we just try to have a very consistent schedule so that we're always doing things the same way on the road, so there's not surprises, or there's a routine to the road just like there is at home, and that's what we try to maintain as much as possible. And then we just view it as a challenge, is that, you know, you have to be that much tougher because it's, you know, it's that much harder. Last year we played, we lost a tough game in overtime at Oglethorpe, and there was some bad weather, and we had to drive over there and play the same day. And it was one of our better games of the year, and so we just really try to challenge our guys that, you know, there's a toughness to playing on the road, and you know, you just have to understand that it's a greater challenge and rise up to it. You know, traditionally the veteran groups we've had have done that, and we were very proud of our group last year that they were competitive on the road when we didn't have, you know, a super talented team.
Last question for you, Coach. What are going to be a few keys to the Lynx as they look to make it back to the SCAC tournament this year in Birmingham? What's key for your group this year?
Well, it's pretty simple. You know, we really have to be committed to the defensive end, and last year that was our total focus, and as we went through the year, we just kept getting better and better defensively, and to close the regular season, we really defended down the road at a really high rate. It became much further than I thought it would have been possible for that group, and quite frankly, we're not defending at that same rate this year right now. So, you know, we have to get that toughness back and sustain it on a day-to-day basis, and so that'll be a huge key. We have to take better care of the ball than we did last year, and we have to rebound the ball. We really feel like our offense has come a long ways, and we have a better scheme. The guys understand it better, and you know, we're just really excited about what we can do at that end. So if we take care of the ball, if we rebound the basketball, and we defend, you know, we're going to have a chance in every game this year, and that's really all you can ask for.
Rhodes head coach Mike DeGeorge and the rest of his Lynx open up the season November 18th and 19th, traveling to Hendricks for the Cliff Garrison Classic, where they will take on Westminster of Missouri and Greenville College. Coach, thanks for taking so much time out of your schedule to join us, and best of luck in 2011-12.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.